from humble beginnings and the simple idea of going in denim mufti for a gold coin donation, Jeans for Jeans Day has raised over $65 million in just over two decades, helping scientists discover treatments and cures to give every child the opportunity to live long and healthy life. Children's Medical Research Institute, or CMRI, has created a life-size gene pool to raise awareness for Jeans for Jeans Day. Both retired and current Olympic and Paralympic swimming champions have donned denim in a relay race against Australian celebrities at the Sydney Olympic Park Aquatic Center. The star-studded lineup includes Daniel Kowalski, Libby Trickett, Tiffany Thomas-Kane, Chris Smith, and Kendrick Lewis. We've been fortunate to have the spokesman for CMRI, Barry Kenyon, on the line. Good afternoon, Barry.
Good afternoon.
And thank you for giving us time to share your thoughts on this. First question is, why did you get involved with Jeans for Jeans Day?
Well, Jeans for Jeans, I've grown up with it. I'm of an age where Jeans for Jeans started in the school for me, and it's been an absolute privilege to have the opportunity to now, as an adult, be able to work in the charity sector and specifically running Jeans for Jeans campaign, which benefits Children's Medical Research Institute.
Yeah, some statistics say that every year 500 children in Australia will lose their lives to a childhood disease.
That's right. There's some terrible, terrible statistics. Yeah. Another one that we use is that 1 in 20 children are affected by a genetic birth defect, and that's roughly 1 in every classroom in the country.
Yeah. This life-sized gene pool, what is this all about?
It's actually a great awareness raiser for us. So we have got some tremendous support by ex-Olympic swimmers in the form of Libby Trickett and Dan Kowalski and Alice Tate, also a current Paralympic swimmer, Tiffany Thomas-Kane, who are taking on in a swimming relay race at the 2000 Games, where the 2000 Olympics were held at Homebush, a relay race against several celebrities. Now, we're going to slow the ex-Olympians down because it wouldn't be fair by putting them in jeans, and we've called the event the Gene Pool. It's to attract a lot of attention for our day on Friday.
I see. How is the money raised by Australians helping the research by CMRI?
Well, the Institute doesn't actually receive any guaranteed government funding, so we have to raise our own money. And one way that we do that is that our researchers actually leave the laboratories that they're working in every few years and write grant applications to continue their work. Now, obviously, that's not the best idea because they need to be looking into microscopes and not trying to raise their own money. So Jeans for Jeans is the big fundraiser for us, and it goes directly into helping the research continue on each year. And we raise around $2.5 million, which goes directly to the researchers. And actually, over the 23 years that we've been around, we've raised $65 million so far.
That's a lot of money. Tell us more about the vital work that CMRI do.
The most recent release that we have is an endeavour called ProCan, which is a brand new, I guess, supercomputer. We actually won a grant to be able to do this initiative. Also in collaboration with the US administration at the moment, so Barack Obama in his State of the Union address just in January appointed Joe Biden, who was here only a few weeks ago in fact, to include all of the head research facilities around the world on what he's called the Cancer Moonshot Project. Now, that means he's really triangulating all of the best and brightest people in the cancer research field and pointing them all in the one direction. And just recently, because of our ProCan technology, we've been included in that program, which is really exciting.
Right. How can listeners get involved?
Well, there's our website, of course, which you'd imagine. So anyone that wants to donate can jump onto that. And that's simply genesforgenes.org.au. But something that's really exciting is we've got a new technology using mobile phones. And you can actually text a keyword and donate $5, which will appear on your phone bill. So that's really exciting for us. And it's very easy. If your listeners had pen and paper at hand, it's actually just texting the word genes, which are the ones you use, the ones you wear, J-E-A-N-S, and simply texting that to 1997 6484, and $5 will appear on your phone bill, and it'll come directly to us. Everything's on our website, though. Go and have a look there.
Excellent. That's how you donate.
That's right. That's the easiest way. Otherwise, there is a lot of merchandise, pens, badges, and the likes for sale in various retailers around the country. And on Friday, we have about 60 locations at Westfields and train stations where we have an army of volunteers selling our merchandise to the public as well.
We're speaking with Barry Kenyon, representative or spokesperson for Children's Medical Research Institute, who has been very kind to give us a share into what Genes for Genes is all about. Thank you for your time, Barry.
Thank you so much.